The air is redolent with the smell of wine at Chateau Marisset in Floyd County. Large stainless steel tanks contain fermenting red grapes.
Part of the reason we keep these tanks open for the red wine fermentation is that that's actually the first part of the aging process for red wines. The contact with oxygen is actually very important for the development of red wines.
Sommelier Will May, who specializes in pairing wines with food for diners at the restaurant here, gives tours of the winemaking area to guests. He points to large outdoor crush pads where the harvest is brought in. For white wine, the skins are removed, but for reds, everything but the stems goes into the wine.
Everything that makes a red wine, comes from the skins. Without the skins, all you have is a rosé wine. Rosé wines are perfectly nice, but you lose all the tannin, you lose a lot of the flavor that's native to the skin of the grape.
As in many of Virginia's 240 wineries, there are amenities here which make for increasingly popular destinations for visitors. A large timber frame building, modeled after a French chateau, houses a tasting room, event and meeting spaces, and a gift shop. Keith Toller is director of marketing at Chateau Marisset.
That is the largest reclaimed timber structure this side of the Mississippi.
The wood had been underwater in the St. Lawrence Seaway for 100 years. Winemaking, too, is a slow process. But it's another time-consuming activity which threatens to stem the growth of Virginia's wine industry.
Well, the dilemma for us is that there just aren't enough grapes grown in the state.
Tiffany Aldridge is vice president of operations.
We cannot get the grapes that we need to produce the quantity of wines that we want to produce. And we hear from wineries all over the state that this is the same case. We have a lot of growers. We have close to 20 growers all over the state. And honestly, if they said, I have another 30 tons for you, we'd say, yay!
Chateau Marisset grows some of its own grapes, but it's also the largest buyer of grapes in the state to produce its 60,000 cases of wine a year. General Manager George Weldon says it buys nearly 700,000 tons, or 15% of Virginia's grape crop.
But we've kind of maxed out the number of wineries based on available grape production because, you know, we're required to have a very large percentage of the grapes have to be grown in-state to call it a Virginia wine.
Scarcity of grapes also causes wine prices to rise, a tough situation for a state looking to increase its profile as a wine producer. So earlier this year, Weldon sent a letter to the governor suggesting an incentive program to encourage new growers to plant grapevines. Upfront costs to start a vineyard are high, and it would be years before any new vines bear fruit.
None of this stuff is going to happen fast. So even if the governor today said, great, we're going to put a grant out there for $1 billion, it'd still be 5 to 7 years before we would really recognize that investment in our industry. So this is really a long-term problem that we need to solve. But every season that we don't do something about it is one season further out.
Upcoming elections will likely delay any decision on juicing Virginia's wine industry, but it can't come too soon for Chateau Marisset. It recently signed a 5-year agreement to ship wine to mainland China. I'm Robbie Harris.